The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
We have a desperate act of a desperate man, Jairus, running to Jesus for help. I mean, that's not the done thing, to go running after some scruffy itinerant preacher. But Jairus is a desperate man. Do you know how Jairus feels? Have you been desperate in your life? I mean, maybe not to this degree. I mean, certainly the circumstances are different, but I think we have all felt the world topsy-turvy, just overcome, out of control, not knowing where to turn, yearning for the peace, and comfort, the security of Jesus. I think we all know that feeling, don't we? I know that feeling quite well. The prayer that comes out of that, it's a simple prayer. Jesus, help. You know that prayer, don't you? And even when I'm longing and yearning for the Lord, when I know that that's what I need, when I know that He is who I want, I turn into the household of Jairus. Did you catch their line? "Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Whenever I want to run to Jesus and get close to Him, that is what comes out of me. Why trouble the teacher any longer? Mostly it's because of fear. Fear of rejection, fear of scrutiny. Why trouble the teacher any longer? Now, if I don't trouble the Lord, I don't give Him a chance to reject me. I'll never face rejection from Him if I never go to Him. I mean, after all, how could he welcome me? All the warts that I have. He is God. I'm a nobody. I'm one who more often than not feels like I am just masquerading as a disciple. Why trouble the teacher any longer? If I get too close to him, he's going to see me as I really am. I mean, more often than not, it is all of my sins that have brought me to this place where I am crying out to him, where I am longing for him to give me peace and comfort, security, his presence. He's going to see who I really am and what I'm really like. He's going to see just how seedy I am. That mask is going to come off. How could he possibly accept me? He'll see me as I see myself. The title that I most often use for myself. I am the worthless disciple, unworthy of his time and attention. Why trouble the teacher any longer? I mean, after all, if I go to him, if I run to him, if I pray to him, isn't that a little hypocritical? I mean, don't you have to be good to talk to the Lord? Why trouble the teacher any longer? When I am better, when I'm better morally, spiritually, then I will go to him. Then I'll get close to him. Why trouble the teacher any longer? Because the gospel this evening gives us a different idea. Jairus goes to him. And what is Jesus' response? Don't be afraid. What is needed is faith. You see, he doesn't ask for perfection. All he asks for is faith. All he wants from us is trust. Why bother the teacher any longer? Because he wants us to. He loves us. We're precious to him. He desires us. He wants us. We have to learn to set aside fear. We have to learn how to trust. Why trouble the teacher any longer? Because for Jesus, it is no trouble. For Jesus, we are no trouble to him at all.